Adam, was he really made from dust?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the delightful children's book, Deus for Dinosaur.
Well, the book of Genesis is clear. God took dust to make Adam. But some people have tried to question me by wondering if it was real dust. I remember talking to a skeptical priest once who said to me, "Look, I believe that the dust in the Bible really represents the ape which God breathed into to become a man." So I replied to the priest, "Well, that's interesting, because the Bible says that from dust we come and to dust we go when we die, so what ape do we return to when we die?" Well, he didn't have an answer to that. You know, I've had other people say, that dust represents the chemicals God used to evolve a man. Dust to man means chemicals to man. Well, that's interesting, I've said to these people, because the Bible says that God took Adam's side and made a woman. How do you explain that in terms of evolution? That just doesn't fit. There's absolutely no way to take the theory of evolution and add it to the Bible to explain Adam and Eve, but sadly, many Christians try to do that.
Did you know the Bible talks about a last Adam? Well, it's Jesus Christ himself. There's a very strong connection between Christ's gospel message and the book of Genesis. We'll reveal all of that in a high-quality video, The Last Adam. Today's the last day you can request a copy for your donation of any size. Call us toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or at the web, answersoffer.org.